I brought a few things with me this morning. So, how many of you have ever gone to a bookstore and thought that you would be a good Christian, at least for a moment, and went over to the Christianity section and looked at the Bible's wall? And there's 1,000 different things going on that wall. So today I wanted to take just a minute or two to talk about what we mean when we say we read the Bible. So I've brought with me just a few of the different Bibles I have in my office. There's actually most of a full shelf left. Because this is a book we have translated and we put it out in big versions and in small versions. So I thought we'd spend just a minute or two going over those. This is from Oxford Publishing, and it's a New Revised Standard Version with the Apocrypha. What you hear in church on Sunday mornings is almost always from this book, this translation at least. There are different ways this translation can look. Allison has one. This is another version of it. The large pulpit Bible is actually not this translation. If you talk to scholars whose opinion you can sort of discard at some point in time when it comes to what Bible works best for you, but when you talk to scholars, this is usually the version they prefer. The difference there is when you get into serious biblical language scholars, the New Revised Standard Version takes a slight step away from the original Greek and Hebrew to be a little bit more speaking of humanity than mankind. They take some steps to be a little bit more gender sensitive. So that's one of your options. And like I said, that's the version you hear in Sundays and on church, and that's an edition preferred by a lot of scholars. That doesn't make it the best edition for you to read. My preferred edition to read is usually actually this one. This is a New Jerusalem Bible. And what I like about it is that it's, I think it does a slightly better job with some of the poetry that you lose when you're trying to be a little more understandable to whoever might wander into a church on Sunday mornings. One of the differences in this Bible is also that it doesn't mark that it's with the Apocrypha, because the books are laid out in the order of a Catholic Bible. So the books that we pull out and stick sort of between the Old and New Testaments are just dispersed in the Old Testament in this one. If you ever hear people talk about Catholic Bibles and Protestant Bibles, that's the difference there, really, is what has happened with those books that when Jerome went back and was the first scholar to retranslate the Bible from Greek and Hebrew instead of just the Greek Bible that the church had used for centuries by then, he discovered that the Jewish rabbis had not kept some of the parts of the Old Testament that the Christian church had been using. And it was a few centuries later that in the Protestant Reformations that those parts of the Bible got taken out entirely. Being Anglicans, we adhere to a middle road. So we keep them, but not in the Old Testament. We stick them right in the middle. This is the study version. These are actually the same Bible translation. It's the Common English Bible. It's a very recent scholarly edition. This one is bigger in part because this is a study Bible. So if you read through it, you can open it on any page, and there's all these notes on the bottom that help explain some of the history and the meaning of the verses and how the verses sometimes refer back to other parts of the Bible. If you are new to the Bible and you have trouble understanding it, looking for a study Bible is a great option. They're often big, but that's because they put more information in them. The other thing study Bibles will usually do, let's see if I can find one quickly here, is at the beginning of a chapter or of a book, they'll give you some information on the book that's coming up. This is the introduction to Psalms, so it's a little shorter than it might be for one of the Gospels, say. The Common English Bible is one I really like. Overall, I'm a big fan of the translating choices they have made. It's important to know that every translation is a choice and in some ways an interpretation. Part of what I like about the Common English Bible is they have done some fabulous Bibles for young people that I'm hoping to get a few copies of at some point in time in the near future. And again, Bibles come in all sizes. These last two that I want to just sort of hold up so you can see them. So like I just said, Bible, every translation is a bit of interpretation. And as you sort of step further and further into that interpretation, we start to call it a paraphrase. So this is Eugene Peterson's The Message. It's his own, he's a Montanan originally. I'm a fan of him. Before I knew that. But he's a biblical scholar and Lutheran, I believe, pastor. And he got so annoyed by someone's preaching, he set out to translate the Bible in its entirety on his own. So he has gone back to the Greek and the Hebrew and has tried to make that a little more understandable. If you open this and look at it closely, you'll see there are no verses in this. Verses were a late addition to the Bible, but part of his translation and trying to make sort of the whole of the Bible hang together as much as it can means he stepped away from that. You rarely hear a paraphrase read in church on Sunday worship. If you ever came to the Romans Bible study, you'll know that I occasionally pulled this out, in part because when you look at different translations, sometimes it helps us better understand the language that lies behind the English that we're reading. And this is sort of even further into that stream. It's by Walter Wangeren, The Book of God. And he's took the Bible and reimagined it as a novel. So this sits somewhere between, say, a paraphrase even, and then sort of biblical fan fiction. Which the older term for is midrash, when we look at the Bible and we imagine the stories, the parts of the stories that it doesn't give us. So there is a bigger section of this pile back in my office, including stories that would be midrash, when we have taken those stories in the Bible and said, I'm going to flesh this out a little bit more. I'm going to tell you the things the Bible doesn't tell you. And then all of the other translations, the New International Version, the Revised Standard Version. I have interlinear text, so you get one column that's in Greek or Hebrew, and one column that's in English. The question really is, what version should you read? My answer would be at least two. You will have your favorite translation, the one that when you read it makes the most sense to you. And you should have something else. So when you think a passage is too confusing, even in your favorite translation, or maybe when you're wondering about a passage that is too comfortable, even in your favorite translation, you have something else you can pull out and say, that's a different way of looking at it. Amen.